Holding in Simon Shin Tes Zion, Mishnah verse of Katan Nun Zion, which is on Sif Yud Beis, and we're holding in the middle of the Mishnah Berurah where there's the Sharat Zion writes the notation to Sharat Zion Pei Zion. Chayyadim Kosef in Darkah Shal Oiso Oiv Shein Nishmat Min Ayat Kasher Moshe Yesh Min Hatar Nagarlos Shatekev Hi Yoshevus Kasher Ratzin Latavso Min Tzarech Lidav Acharecha. The nature of this bird is when you put your hand there, it sits down, doesn't run away. And there's a type of a, apparently a type of a chicken, which its nature is that when you take hold of it, it just sits down. It doesn't, and you don't have to run after it. The behuain isert say the cloud, the kliyama imhurgal karbabayas. Once it's normal, it's natural around here. You have it already. Therefore, mutalachnisa, even according to the Ramo, which says that there's an isert drabonan of seda. And the chay of oifshav rishusay, but it would not apply to this type of tarnagelis. And you could push it into the house, or the rodfa. You could chase it in after by his cut, and even to a small area, or the klub shalom, or into its place where it klub usually using klub for tarnagelis. The klub was the birdhouse where they would go inside. And that's halachah l'maaseh, you can do that. So even though we said according to the Shulchan Aruch, once you own it and it's not really running away, so there's no iser. According to the Ramah, there's an iser. We said if you put it into a large house, even according to the Ramah, it's mut. If it's a type of a bird, which A, you already have it, and B, it doesn't run away, so there's no iser, even according to their mother, there's no iser to put it into the house. Okay. You can't be lotsud, you can't capture them. The fees there, yeshi sorshal hachnis, however, is peshabas minabayas, kshu gadol mechusar tzedashom. If I have my bird flying around my house, and I want to now take it into its birdcage, the makam akluv shalahem, into its kluv. And that's now considered a full-fledged seder. So according to the Ramah, moving it from the house where it can fly around into the birdcage would be a problem. So maybe we could argue, we're talking about Nisid Rabbana, because you already have it over here. And it's a case of Melacha Shenesich Lagufa, because my goal over here is not to capture the bird. My goal is that the bird shouldn't fly the house and do damage in the house. So my main goal is to get it out of the house. Which it's doing an act of taking hold of the bird, capturing it, not for the purpose of having it. So that's a Melacha Shenesich Lagufa. So maybe I should say that you're dealing with it's the rabbanim because it's something which really I really have the item already. B, it's a malchus shenetzich legufa. So I should combine those two points together and say maybe that should be mutter. So in a case where there's some type of hefset or loss, which the case right here was he's afraid it would cause some type of damage in the house, so there were like two derabbanans, makam hefset, which is mutter. That's the argument that the Bir Halacha presents. Okay? V'im hoya oifis chadoshim shel hurgel b'bayis. However, for the new birds, which are not used to the house, so you can't say that they're totally, have been totally caught, etc. So yesh b'zeh iser b'chol gavni, that's definitely going to be iser. So according to the and then that scenario, even if the bird flew on its own into the cage, you can't shut the door if name in front of them to stop them from getting out. Okay. And then he says, I will pour. Now, the Kemder Mother Mo said, the Isser is Rabbanan, but he says, but the case of the Pur of Asus, or a Chai of Oif, which are Mordu, so you have the Pur of the Asus, or the Chai of Oif, which are Mordu, over there, once they're Morad, in Sodan Chai of Chattis. Pirish. The Pur of Asus, Shehemim, many Behemis, they're domesticated animals. The Shach said, a Klal, if you look at Rabbanan, in general, the concept said it doesn't apply to them. Even though they're not used to being over here, but even so, they don't run away from people naturally. So their natural response is, that's like the case we had before, that the nature of this thing is that when you walk over to this, it just stays there. There's no process needed to capture it. It's called a quarter ready. Therefore, you're allowed to put them away into a small area. And that's not called Seder. But the Chayav Oif, where the nature is that they do shift, they shift themselves away when the person comes near. We don't need a trap to catch them. But they're still used to coming here to live. You'll have an Isur de Rabbanan. Comes the Ramban, the Ramban says, okay, that even so I have A by the Behemoth, which is no Isur Tzeder at all, B by the Chayav Oif, where this is a Tzeder Rabbanan. Now, comes the Ramban says, what about if the case that they're Mordu? Calls Bishalim Mordu. Avol Mordu, if they've now rebelled. Feel the Pur Basus Chayav Bechatas Avor Tzedosin. Now that they're Morad, they're gone. So when you capture them, you have done the Malacha of Tzeder. Even though they grew up over here. If it's true by Pur of Asus, where there's no Seder in general at them at all, and we're saying when they're Morad, there's an Issa Deraisa, so Chayv Oif, which is Issa Derabana to start with, Kav Charmer, there's going to be an Issa Deraisa when they're Morad. Shemahusha Mordo, Hapur of Asus, Lagamri. But we're talking about a case that they're more at the Gamri. So they've run away. You need a trap. So you need to do some process to capture them. You can't just lure them back. They're not coming back at night time. There's apparently a level of morad which is not a full morad. They've run away, but you know the chances that they might come back, etc. And there's a case of a morad which they're gone. In that situation, whether it's morad, to that point, there'd be a loch of the rice of Seder to get it back. The Kolsh game, the case of the Chayv Oif, which are morad. Marigam came Samet. They're totally morad. They're staying away. Kavaza ubaravaza shalon and alamayim, like the avaza is a goose, baravaza, which sounds like the child of avaza, actually means a duck. Nowadays, many readers call it baravaz. They drop the olives.
The what for the what?
A duck.
They said, "Oh, a barvaza."
No, this is Aramaic. In Hebrew, it's an avos, and the modern Hebrew they've called the duck a barvaz. Shlona lamayim, but they spend nights on the water, in the pond. Of course, the tops and blimit said, "You're not going to catch them very easily without some type of trap." Remember, the Shulchan Aruch said these cases were mutter to start with. They're mosad d'rasa d'rabona. But when it's mutter, everybody agrees that this is the rice. The kasu achrenim. The mizel nilma dehu adenim kana avozin v'tan regalim mechadosh. V'tan einam regilim l'klal v'beis. A person just bought new geese or chickens. They're not used to the just living around here. Bimyetzel lo yachzu oid lebayis. if they would get out, they're not going to come back to the house because they're not used to this house necessarily. Al Tanakar Ba'ash, but they'll just hang out where the food piles are in the garbage dump. So going to capture them again is Hatzad and Chayv. And since it's in Issa Deraisa, Im Yotzim Min HaBayis, also the Tzad and Afil HaYadei and Yehudi, you cannot even ask a guy to do it for you because it's asking a guy to do Malach HaDeraisa because of a loss. That's not Mutter. Okay, Venira, but this one he would want to point in. So if I have the goy coax it into the house, and once it's in the house, it's not really caught either. It's not a malacha d'oraisa say it because it's not really, the house is large enough that the bird still has free reign to get away from you, so you haven't really caught it. So it's only osed rabbanon. So now what I'm doing is asking the goy to do an osed rabbanon, or not to lose the value of the value of the item. So that's a case of telling a goy, which is one derabanan, to do an isa derabanan, two derabanans, shus is mutzim and makam hefsit. So I can tell the goy to do that. However, mutay reini hudi lachnis in the v'sacha im cheshes shiabul de hefsit. Said if you're worried about it's coming to law to hefsit, so you can do that. Now you have to be careful in the cheshbon. Remember, it's, if the goy grabs the bird, that moment he's caught the bird. The fact that he's going to release it into the house, which is a large open area, it's not a full seder in the house, but it's very nice, but asking him to grab the bird is also, that's a full seder. The case would have to be where the guy was not really taking hold of it, it was just like shooing it into the house. So he shoes it into the house, he never really had it. It could shoo away, so he shoes it into the house. It's in the house, it's under abundance, so that's what. You could tell the guy to shoot in the house, or the guy chooses to grab it, that's his business already, that you didn't ask him to do. The kids are running after them, you know, that's part of what kids do, to chase it into the house. That's a lot of fun, right? So I'm not mechuyev to stop the children. In other words, if I see a father sees a child doing Issa D'Rabbanan, if the father sees a child, his child doing it, even Issa D'Rabbanan, he's mechuyev to stop him. So he's mechuyev to stop these kids from doing Issa D'Rabbanan. They're doing Issa D'Rabbanan of Seder. This is a berber that's not controlled yet, not domesticated at all yet. And he's chasing into this house, which is a large area, which is Issa D'Rabbanan. He can't do that. So if the father sees his son doing it, he's mukhib to stop. He sees other kids doing it, and that's the case over here with the Ramah. If somebody sees other children doing it, they're not mukhib to get involved to stop him from doing that event. Be the right, so they've been mukhib to, but the Ramah are not mukhib to.
What's the difference with chinuch with other people's children?
Mikra, then there's no chiv chinuch. On somebody else's child. The chiyuv chinuch is only my own child. What there is, there's a halacha of I'm a chiyuv to stop him from doing an aveira. Now it's chinuch. I shouldn't. Generally, I have a chiyuv. Any person you see that, you know, if I see a person who I'm a chiyuv to be stop him from doing an aveira. So, in regards to that chiyuv of getting involved to stop a person doing an aveira, so he's saying that there's different levels. So it's in the right, so you're mechuyev to get involved, and in the wrong, you're mechuyev to get involved. Okay, and then he said, a chasul, which is like any other chayva, chaya, and also the tops of b'shabas. Chasul is your cat. But remember, the ain dinah ki behema. We don't deal with a cat, the chasul, like we said before, a behema, there's no tzeda at all. The cow and the horse, because they don't skid back when the person touches them. They stay, as opposed to the chayva oif, which their nature is that they distance themselves from the person. So chasul, I only been dealing with a chasul as a pet. We're dealing with chasul more like they kept the chasul. You know, his job was to take care of it was rat management, right? So they weren't, you know, you'd feed them, you took care of them, they hung around here, they weren't going anywhere. But on the other hand, they were not picked up by the humans. So in that situation, they would have din like a chayav oif, that their nature is that they sort of separate out, away from the person. Okay. Now, the Mishnah Berurah over here in the Siman Shin Yod Zayin. No, well, the case is you have them, you own them, and they're basically going to come back at night time, so it's only Darabonin.
Only enough
in the Darabonin. Only Darabonin, yeah. Okay. Now, in Siman Shin Yod Zayin, we're starting a new Siman, is the malachas of kosher and matir, of tying and untying knots and Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah gives an introduction to the siman. Let's do that first, and then we'll do the Shulchan Aruch, and we'll do the rest of the Mishnah Berurah. So like this. The Gemara Amrina, the Eish Kan, Shalosh Chalukos. The Gemara says there are three groupings when it comes to the malacha of kosher and matir. Echad Chayiv Chatas. One grouping, a person has knots, which he's Chayiv Chatas for. He's Chayiv a Korban. That means it's the malacha of the Raisa. Ve'echad patar v'lo. So there's one level which is asa d'rabbana. Ve'echad is mutar l'chatchila, and certain types of knots are totally permitted. Okay, so that's the more clear. There are three groupings. Now, how you define the three groupings? That's machlokes rishana. V'lashitas harif v'harambam. According to the rif and the rambam, v'hamachaber the sosim kavasai. The Shulchan Aruch follows the rif and the rambam. Din ha'chi. These are the three groups. What are the three groups? Imukesha shel kayama, if it's a permanent knot. Kagon shadarka lichia ken kach la'olam, it's going to be there forever. In other words, you basically hainu sheno koitzav zman b'dayta latira. Imukesha shel also this kaim tamid. Its nature is that it stays there and you have no intention of taking it out. Well, it's not going to stay there forever, obviously. That's not necessarily so, but you have no intention of taking it out. The more example, the more it gives, is that when a person has a boat, so you want to tie it up to the dock, so what they would do is they would first drill a hole in the prow of the boat. Do you pronounce it prow or pro? Never know. What?
Prow.
So you drill a hole and they put a thick rope through there and tie it. And that'll be the loop that you can now loop when you want to come to attach it to the dock. You would attach it, the next rope through that loop. That loop is staying there forever. You have no intention of taking it out. So that knot is made to stay. So that's the example of a kesher shel kayam. It's a permanent knot. And the Rambam adds the following, and the Rif adds the following. The second condition to be chayiv. That sailor's knot was a knot which was a good knot. It was made, you know, the sailors would have the special way of making this knot, and they would leave they would make that knot. So it has both elements in it. A, it's permanent, and B, it's a maisa uman. It's a professional type of an action. Chayv chatas. That's when there's an issa d'oraisa. When he spiraled the Kabbalah, Hasif, Bahagor, at the end of Sif Aleph, in the Ramah, he will discuss Mahu Maisum, Halacha Lamaisa, what is our threshold for Maisum. Okay, that's level one, according to the Rif and the Rambam. Vimu Kesha Shakayama, Vena Maisum, or Maisum and Vena Kesha Shakayama. If you have one of the two elements, if you have both elements, it's the rice. It's the rice. You have one of the two. Either it's a permanent knot, but it's not a ma'isa uman. Or it's a ma'isa uman, but it's not a permanent knot. So the fact that it has one of the two makes it potter of Allah, so it makes it also drabam. So the second grouping is, the first grouping is, it's a permanent knot and it's a ma'isa uman. That's the rice. If it's either a permanent knot, but not a ma'isa uman, or not a ma'isa uman, but a permanent, a non-permanent knot, but it's yes a ma'isa uman, either one is drabbanan. Let's say eno ma'isa uman, the eno kesher shel kayam. It's neither permanent and it's not nor a ma'isa uman, so it has no elements like the deraisa. So the Chazal felt no need to make it also drabbanan because it looks like the deraisa, because it doesn't look like the deraisa. It's not going to last, and it's clearly amateurish type of anat. So mutar lechatchila, that's permitted. That's according to the Rif and the Rambam. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch follows. V'das Rashi v'harosh, Shori v'poskim, Rashi the Rosh and other poskim, they feel that there's only there that there are not three, there are not two criteria. Rather, there is one main criteria. So look, totally klal be'etzem akesher im ha'maisa uman. Does not depend if the knot is a professional knot or not. El dikir achilaku, the only issue is dimhu kesher shakayama, if it has permanence to it. So, like this, the hainu shadarka shiyashar kach lo'elam v'chanal, it's something which is going to, you intend to leave it there, and the nature was to leave it there. So then the chayiv chatas, according to Rashi and the Rosh, if it's something which you're planning to leave, it's a permanent knot, it's, and he makes that knot, says chayiv chatas, v'afilu imu maisa hedit, even though the actual knot itself was not a very professional knot. That's the rice. What's the middle level? Because remember, the more has three levels. If you remain darker, the kosher rakless man. You do leave it there for some period of time, but it's not a limit. It's not an unlimited amount of time. You're going to leave it there for 6 months, 3 months, 2 months. You know, you're planning to. You're tying it to leave it there for a prolonged period of time. So you can't tell me it's the rice. So it's not a kosher shakayama. It's not. But Chazal said this is close enough to the deraisa, because you're leaving it there for some time, that's also the rabban. Patar balas. The domik shas, the shakayam, it's somewhat similar to the case of the kasher deraisa. I feel him whom I said, I don't care the fact that it's an amateurish type of a knot, that's fine. If the normal way is that they would untie it within 24 hours, then mutar lechatchila, it's mutar lechatchila. And here's a kula of Rashi and the Rish. And the, so far we said Chumrah, right? According to the Rambam, you need two criteria to make him Chayiv. You need Maisa Uman and permanent. According to the Rashi, Maisa Uman is enough to make him Chayiv. Excuse me. Sorry. According to Rashi and the Rosh, permanence is enough to make him Chayiv, even though it's not a Maisa Uman. So there, Rashi is being Mach. But the other end of the spectrum, in case we have a Maisa Omen type of a knot, but you won't tell me for 24 hours, less than 24 hours. It's according to Rashi, it's Mutter. Because the Maisa Omen is not a criteria at all. The only issue is how permanent it is. It's not permanent at all, so it's Mutter. According to Rambam, it's not permanent, but it's a Maisa Omen, so it's also Mirabonet. According to Rambam, that would go into category number two. It's Enokai Shakayama, but it's a Maisa Omen. According to Rashi, it's my soulman. Who cares about my soulman? The only thing is, it's not permanent at all, so it's mut. Feel who my soulman, the ain't shame, kesher, or love. It doesn't have a status of a kesher, but it's not going to last 24 hours. Now, V.A. Sherman, one more step, in, says, so I told you it's 24 hours. You should know there is an opinion that what we call the clearly non-permanent knot, it's like, it's which is mut of the chachila, depends on 7 days. There's an opinion which says that 7 days is the same thing as that same day, and it's going to be mutter. So according to the first opinion in Rashi, the only issue is permanence. So if it's less than 24 hours, it's mutter. If you're planning to leave it there for more than 24 hours or more, but you have a time limit, okay, this is going to be here for the next 2 months. So that's the rabbanon. If you plan to leave it there forever, it's the rice. According to this second opinion in Rashi, up to 7 days is mutter. I'm leaving it for 5 days. 5 days, according to the first opinion, is 5 days. It's awesome. Second opinion is no. 5 days is mutter. You want to, if it's more than 7 days, is up to 7 days is mutter. If it's more than 7 days, you plan to leave it there for 10 days. Also the rabbanon. And again, yeah.
So just clarification for the type of knots that you do. Is the isser on it on the knot in of itself, or how a person ties it? Meaning, like, let's say someone ties like a regular like bow shoelace, but he only ties it every 9 months and he sticks his shoe in it every day, but he never unties it. So that's like, you know, forever.
Okay, so it's a good question. We're going to see what status? There was. It has to have a status of a kesher. We're saying that, you know, according to the Rambam, you need two criteria to make a kesher. It has to be derived. It has to be permanent. It has to be a certain type of. It has to be a professional knot. According to the Rashi and the Rosh, the only issue is shalkayama. But even Rashi and the Rosh also agree if it's not called a kesher. Or if a bow is not called, the halacha first was aniva. Aniva is a bow. If a bow is not considered a knot at all, so then I don't care how long it's for. It's not a knot. If a bow is considered a knot, then the time issue would be significant. So we'll see that in the Ramah.
So what if it's like a knot that, in general, if you make it, I guess you're like a voice guy, you know all the fancy knots. I don't know any knots, but like one that when you tie it, it's supposed to be a permanent knot. But when you tie it, it always works out that it's not a permanent knot. So for me, let's say I'm making it, and it always...
It's not a mycelium. You know, if there is a knot, we call it, you know, the Lincoln 4 squared 17 knot. You know, and for me, it always comes out to be the Abraham 3 squared non-knot. So I didn't make a Lincoln 4 squared 17 knot. You know, I didn't do it.
And so if you mess it up, then it's not considered a knot. Quote,
you know, if you don't know how to do it, you don't know how to do it. You know, like, you know. Okay, fine.
So for this for this Yesh Omrim, where it seems to extend the Kula even further, where does that fit in the hierarchy of how we poskin?
Well, you know, we're going to see it. This is all introduction, so we'll see it. Let's go through the same. The Ramah's going to talk about it, and Shabir will come back to it.
I was actually talking in generality. In general, there was, when we first started in on together, I think we set up a structure. When there's a Yesh Omrim, first you have some sort of... there's Sakivan, and then there's a Yesh Omrim somewhere. So that's why I was asking.
Okay, it's a good question. In other words, that's the question when we discussed it in the presentation of the Shulchan Aruch on the Ramah.
Yeah.
So let's see how it plays out over here.
Okay.
Let's read the Shulchan Aruch.
There's what, and then there's a Yesh Omrim.
We'll get to it.
Yeah.
There's what, and then there's a Yesh Omrim.
We'll get to it, see.
Sakivan?
A kesher shel kayamim. Again, the Shulchan Aruch, remember, goes like the Rambam. So according to the Rambam, there are two criteria to be chayiv. It has to be permanent, and it has to be a professional type of a knot. Kesher kesher shakayama, v'humayis uman, is chayiv. So a person ties a permanent knot, and it is a professional knot. So that case is going to be chayiv. That's the rice. For example, kesher hagamalim, there was a knot which they would put, kesher hagamalim was they would put a... Again, thread a rope through the nostrils of the gomel, and they would leave it there. And then they had the ring, and that would be a ring which would stay there, and they would attach the harness, leash, whatever they would attach to it, would always attach to that thing. That's kind of staying there. And obviously it was done in a professional way. A gomel is a person who is a camel driver. It's the kesher made by the gomelim, so these were professional people. The kesher hasaponim, a sapon is a sailor. The knots made by the sailors. Mekishrei b'tzuas minol b'sandal shekarsin haritzonim b'shas asiyosin. Or the people who, the shoemakers, who make the minol or shoes, sandal or sandals. So the ratzonim are the leather workers. They would attach the straps. They would tie it in that they're there to stay. So they would tie them in a professional way, and they were there to stay. The straps were made to stay attached to the shoe, that you shouldn't lose your straps. And they would do that, b'shas hasiyosim, as opposed to when you're putting in later on, when you're wearing them, but these were made as you made the shoe. Those are chayiv, because they have permanence and they're profession. Ha-kosher kesher shel kayama, is potter. So the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is, even though it's permanent, if it's not a Maisulman, it's only the Rabbanon. According to Rashi, if it's permanent, and it's not a Maisulman, it would be Chayiv. According to the Rashi and the Rosh, it would be Chayiv, but according to the Shulchan Aruch, Riff and the Rambam, it's potter. So the Ramah right away adds, HaGov Yesh Cholkan, some disagree with this, the Sri Elohu, the Kol Kesher Shakayama, there's an opinion which says, as long as it's permanent, it's going to be chayiv. No difference between whether it's professional or not professional. Now, v'yesh armrim, comes the mother Ma adds another piece. Shekol kasher she'ena also lehatir ba'osa yom atzmai. Any knot which you're not planning to untie within that day time frame, 24 hours. Mikri shel kayama. That's called shel kayama. Remember, that's going to be the middle level. It's not chayiv. It's also derban. V'yesh mekilim loymer da'ad shiva yamim lemikri shel kayama. And there's some say up to 7 days, it's not called shel kayama at all. Now, the Ramah went, stuck himself in the middle of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch was saying the three groups. He said group one. Group one was, and it's Ma'ase Uman, and it's Shakayam. He said group two. It's permanent, but it's not professional. He said that's the Rabbanan. So Ramah said, what's that or not? Some said that's the Rice. Now the Shulchan Aruch goes back and says, let me finish my, the Shulchan Aruch said, okay, let me finish my sentence. The Keter Sheinu Shakayam, Vena Ma'ase Uman, if it's not permanent and it's not professional, then you're allowed to do it. Comes the Ramah, Hagavachen Linyan Hatarosay Dinah Kamar Linyan Kshirosay. Whatever is usher to tie is usher to untie. Whatever is mutter to tie is mutter to untie. When it comes to the law of untying knots, we look at it follows the exact same criteria. Whatever would be also to make the raisa is also to untie the raisa. Whatever is also to make the rabbanon is also to untie the rabbanon. Whatever is mutter is mutter. Ketza. So it gives you an example. Nifsika loy ritsua. One of the straps of his shoes, let's say, got torn. So this is going back in case number two. Vikshura, he tied it back. So this is his plan, is to tie it on and leave it there, but it's not being done by the Ratzon, by the leather maker, by the shoemaker. It's being done by Eli Rangel. Now you can be sure that when done by Eli Rangel, it's not a professional. I don't know how to make the tie these things good. You know, I don't know how to do it, but I'm planning to leave it there. Or Nitzakachevel looks sure that he had a rope which tore and he tied it back. Shakasher Chevel b'dali. He tied the rope onto the bucket. Asher kosher resin behema. He tied on the reins of the animal. Reza potter. So these cases are shakayama, but they're not professional. Well, if they're shakayama, they're not professional. The law is that reza, that's potter, but it's also. All similar types of knots. Shame my sehedyets. A, they're not professional. And people tie them to stay. So they're also the rabbana. V'kol kesher she'ena shakayama. It's not permanent. Im ksher kesher uman, if you tie it in a professional way. So again, according to the Rambam, raises also the Rambam riff. And the Shulchan Aruch, that's also according to Rashi, it's not Shakayama. If it's not even 24 hours Shakayama, it's mutter. Okay, Zog to the Shulchan Aruch. However, one caveat in the Rambam, one limitation, one qualification in the Rambam, L'tzarech mitzvah. However, in a situation where you're dealing with a mitzvah, Kegar and Shekarsher Limdut Echad Mishiri Atar, I need to tie something to lower down into the mikveh to see if the mikveh is full. And we need to know that in regards to a case of a person with stomach, whatever, something of that type of situation. So I need to tie this on to measure something. So even though I'm doing it as a ma'aseh uman, because I want to make sure that it stays untied, etc. So it would be, but it's not shakayama, it's not permanent, so it's b'yasad rabbanan. For the purpose of the mitzvah, chazal were matrit. Okay, comes along the Ramah. So this is all talking very nice theoretical. We don't know what's called Ma'aseh Uman, not called Ma'aseh Uman. So we go to our Boy Scouts and they tell me that these are Ma'aseh Uman. These are Ma'aseh Uman. Comes the Ramah, so that, you know, that's not going to be a good criteria because most people aren't Boy Scouts. So what's called Shel Kayama, excuse me, what's called Ma'aseh Uman and not Ma'aseh Uman for these purposes? So basically, we're going to, at this point in time, we're going to be Machmer, the Rashi and the Rambam. So it means like this. According to Rashi, if it's a ma'is uman, but it's not permanent at all, it's mutter. So according to Rambam, that case is osur. So we're going to say that case is osur. According to the Rambam, if you have... That's a case where Rashi is makel and the Rambam is machmer, we're going to be machmer. On the other end, we had cases where the Rambam will be makel and Rashi would be, we say tzachiv chatos. I mean, either way, it's going to be osur. So that's not, you know... So we're machmer b'chashish for the sheet of the Rambam. But now, the next thing we need to know is what in the world is called a ma'isa uman. So I want to make a ma'isa uman for less than 24 hours. It's still osur because of the Rambam. V'yesh arimrim zok the Rambam. The Yeshli Zoyer Shlodahatar Shum Kesher Shahushnak Shek Sorim Zelza. Anytime you have two knots one on top of the other, you shouldn't tie it and you should not untie it. They don't know Bakiyam Aza Mikri Kesher Shaluman. We're not sure what's called a Kesher Shaluman. The Philobeda Shakayama Osir Lakoshroy Wadinatiroi. According to the Rambam, once it's a Kesher Uman, even though it's not Kayama at all, it's also to tie it or untie it. We don't know what uman is, so we better stay away. That's a minig. That's the halacha lemaisa. That our minig is that any knot, which is a double knot, is you tie it once, and you tie it a second time. That's considered a maisa uman. We have to be machmer on it. Comes the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Okay, I'll tell you cool. Near the Mokum Sara and Lachush Umutalati, right?" Then Ella Isid Rabbanon and welcome Sarla Gaz. Case where it's going to be, there's a question of Tsar. So a person's wearing this garment and he wasn't taking care of Shabbos. Usually when he ties his shoes nice and tight with a double knot. And he tied his shoes with a double knot, Erev Shabbos. Comes for a night, he says, his feet are killing him. So now what? Okay. Well, he had no attention for 24 hours, right? He was planning to untie them when he went to bed. But it was a kesher. It's a potential ma'aseh uman. But you don't know this is a rabbanon at worst. So we will make a mokum tzar. So there are one more point. That which I tell you that the definition of ma'aseh uman for a knot is a double knot. I'm tying together two items, two ends of something, etc. If I tie even one knot at the end of a string, I want the knot there this way, we won't pull through the hole. So even one knot, it stays. That in one string, when I have two items pulling each other, one knot's going to come apart eventually. Tie it double, it stays. So that's called my zoom, right? It's able to stay. That's there's elements of professionalism in that. Okay? But if it's only one knot, it's going to pull out eventually. But if it's in the string itself, and it's tying it around itself, even one knot has a strength to it, and therefore we deal with even one knot in the string itself as if it was two knots, a double knot.
What's the issue that we're worried about with untying?
It's a malacha of matir. There's a parallel malachas of kosher and matir.
That is that a derabbanan iser?
No, it's deraisa. I mean, theoretically, if it would have been any knot which is an iser deraisa to make is an iser deraisa to untie.
I guess because was that one of the.
It's one of the lamatas malachas.
Was the matir okay?
Yeah, it's kosher and matir. Okay, so major mouthful over here in the Shulchan Aruch, but. Let's, we have to see the Mishnah Berurah. But after, once we saw the introduction, the points of the Shulchan Aruch should be fairly clear. Okay. Maybe we'll tackle one or two Mishnah Berurahs over here because it's almost time. Kesher Shel Kayama Aleph, so cut an Aleph. Now, Filo Mahadik Shaper, V'yokal Atir Ba'achas Miyodah, V'schayev Kim Dolyia Nitzah Mi'atzmi. If I make a knot, which... It will not come out on its own. But I make it in such a way that I can untie it with one hand. So there is a ton in the Gemara that says that the criteria is one hand versus two hands. So, therefore the Mishnah Berurah is pointing out that indicates that the other Tanaim will argue that's not a criteria at all. So the fact that I can untie with one hand, oh, it's not something I can on one hand, means nothing. If nature is, if it's going to fall apart by itself eventually, that's not a mice. If I make a kesha shakayama, and it will not come out on its own, even though it's loose enough that I can pull it apart with one hand, that's still going to be awesome. Okay. That's the Kesher Hagamalim, Shanoikun Legomel Bechetma, they put a hole through the Gomel's nose, nostrils. There's somebody at Tabashal, so they put a ring made out of a leather. The Kesher is on, they tie it there. But Medishal Oilam, and it stays there. Kesher the Kesher. And now when you want to tie up your Gomel, so Kesher Ritzua Ruch, you take a long strap, put it through that ring. The Kesher Boy, you tie up the animal. And sometimes you untie it. Was a kesher rishon who kesher gamalim who kesher shakayam. So the first knot, which stays there forever, that's the case of kesher shakayam. The second one, sometimes you untie it from the nostrils. Sometimes you untie it from the post. You leave that thing hanging there, the long second one. So that's the middle madrega, according to Rashi. It stays for a while, but not forever. Kesher hasaponim, gamu kamin tabas shoysin min ritzua benekev b'shabarosh esvinus. It's also a similar idea. You make a ring out of a strap. You put it through the hole at the prow of the boat. Where's the kesher miskayim tamin? You leave it there. Shiroitz lahamidim. When you want to tie up your boat, kesher ritzua b'oysin tabas. You put another rope through that ring. Mamidim, when you tie that on to the dock, etc. You want to release the boat. Mata ritzua benatli, you take away that other strap and pull it back into the boat or whatever. Was a kesher rishon shel tabas, who kesher hasaponim, but that original ring stays there, and that's what's referred to as kesher hasaponim, which they are permanent and they are professional, and therefore a person will be chayiv. One more. Pshat asiyosin, hanu kesher shakersha besecha minol, shetuchol ritzua lotzeis ukaim lelim. The shoemaker attaches the strap that stays there forever. So that's, again, it's permanent and it's professional, and all those cases are going to be chayiv. Okay, let's hold it here. We basically cut in half.